from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be joining us in 5 minutes. I want to update you right now about details that a local officer encountered the gunman before he shot toward Trump at the rally, according to sources who told the AP. Not long before shots rang out, rallygoers noticed a man climbing to the roof of a nearby building and warned local police. We've seen two separate eyewitness reports, both of which we have aired on this show today. One local police officer apparently climbed to the roof and encountered crooks who pointed his rifle at the officer. The officer then retreated down the ladder and crooks quickly took a shot toward Trump, and that's when Secret Service snipers shot him, said the officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. The officials also told AP that bomb-making materials were found inside Crook's vehicle, which lines right up with Alex Jones predicting that they may use a truck bomb in the next attempt. And bomb-making materials were found at his home. Investigators believe the weapon Crooks used was purchased by his father at least 6 months ago, law enforcement officials said. So we've got these updates now that not only did one witness identify that there was a shooter on the roof, not only did a second witness identify that there was a shooter on the roof, but a law enforcement official actually climbed up to the roof, looked at the shooter. Apparently, the shooter looked at him. Therefore, the law enforcement official backed away and then proceeded to fire at Trump. This may explain why this shooter missed the target. He could have been in a rush to fire at the president because he realized that he had been identified by law enforcement officers, and hastily aiming his weapon just was able to skim the ear of the president of the United States. But the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't be up to one lone police officer climbing up a ladder to just check things out after multiple witnesses have warned repeatedly that someone's on a roof with a rifle. They should be able to radio and neutralize that threat without any problem. This is something that was allowed to happen by the deep state through many means. Like I said, the deep state doesn't have to specifically hire someone and pay them and give them a direct order to assassinate a president in order to be culpable, complicit, or responsible for an assassination attempt on a president of the United States. They can simply set up the environment that makes it inevitable that such an attempt or attempts will take place. They do this by doing things like opening the border and allowing tens of millions of people to come in, hundreds of thousands of them from terrorist countries or places of interest, by doing things like refusing to expand or increase the funding for Secret Service so that the president is more likely to be subjugated to an attack, or so that these rallies are more difficult for thin men on the ground to actually case and profile to defend. This is something that was allowed to happen. And so as the left comes out over the course of the next several weeks and tries to profile, define, and characterize this shooter as a lone madman pumped up on SSRIs and radicalized because of his involuntary celibacy, we have to totally disregard these notions, disregard these explanations that neutralize the depths of this, the seriousness of this, the extent of this crime that has been committed not only against Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, not only against the former president of the United States or a political candidate. This is a crime that has been committed against the American people. And as Alex Jones said yesterday, it wasn't just Donald Trump who dodged a bullet yesterday. It was all of us. So stay tuned as Alex Jones joins us in about a minute and a half. In the meantime, I want to remind you one more time, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please check out the InfoWars MD products. We've got amazing products for sale right now, and it's more important now than ever that you keep us on the air because our entire country and species itself is under attack. Check out the organic ashwagandha with black pepper or the Joint Relief Max. I highly recommend both of these products. All of our products are top of the line, folks. Before I started working here, I didn't even believe in supplements, and I started taking them because they're laying around the office. I noticed a marked difference in my performance. I love all the products, both at InfoWarsStore.com and at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. Stay tuned for Alex Jones on the other side.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Answer to 1980-1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is July 14th, 2024 on this live Sunday transmission. I am Alex Jones, coming to you live from outside Bohemian Grove. We got contacted, and I was already planning to come here this year. I meant to go last year and the year before, but we got so busy we couldn't go because of court hearings and attacks and everything else. I wanted to re-infiltrate like I did 24 years ago in July of 2000. Well, my wife, my family said, please don't infiltrate. They know what you look like. I was going to sneak in, climb over the mountain during the night, wait in the dark, and then come out and get the ritual on tape. Then right in our lap, we get contacted by young journalists who organized 20 people getting jobs there and infiltrating. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm like a pygmy trying to eat an elephant right now. We have seen the most incredible HD footage of the satanic, occultic, druidic ritual going on, and then also the incredible behind-the-scenes behavior where we literally have the Republican establishment talking about how much they hate Trump and them responding to him being shot yesterday and upset that he didn't die. We have major Republican kingpins that come to this criminal meeting and make all these insider deals. But that's a whole separate subject. That was my secret mission coming to Northern California. I got off the airplane, or right as we're landing, Rob New goes, Trump has been shot. And I got off the airplane and learned all this information. And I'm getting a beep and a ping. InfoWars Studio, let me know we're live. Are we good? All good. Okay. So, I then instantly go look at the footage. I instantly discover that there was no Secret Service on the rooftops, which is a default, unprecedented criminal activity. This was not failed security. This was a stand down. But I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear with everyone. And when I say this, you heard me with Laura Logan 5 weeks ago when she was in studio saying they tried to have a Justice Department appointed official outside of a court order, order us closed and shut down. People didn't believe it. The next week in court, they admitted it. They were doing that because I believe they were getting ready to assassinate Trump. I said it with Laura Logan at least 7 times. The video has been posted at InfoWars.com, and I said it again over and over and over and over again just last week. So when I get up here and I lay this information out, you need to understand, I'm not just pulling this out of the, you know, ether. This is the next globalist move. Trump has defeated all the lawfare, all the criminal charges, all the fraud. It's blown up in their face. Biden's completely collapsed. And they tried to kill Trump yesterday. And Forbes and AP and others said, oh, it was an incident. And then even by late last night, they're like, well, it was gunshots. No, Trump was shot in the ear, went right through his ear, made a perfect hole. These idiot leftists are going, well, it would have blown his head off if this big bullet hit him. And they show the whole cartridge and the round. No, that doesn't fire the whole thing. Like when the left's been caught framing people, they'll throw out whole unspent cartridges and act like that was shot through a gun. The left's been caught before sticking whole bullets and cartridges in holes in walls and saying, look, this bullet fired into here and it's the whole cartridge. That's how dumb they are. So they literally tried to kill Trump. It's just like they did with RFK Jr., giving him no Secret Service when his dad and uncle were murdered by the deep state. He has less than 20 Secret Service agents, but whoever the advance team was, let's get this on record. This is not up for debate. Everybody's just debating this. It's a closed case. 450 feet away are four buildings. And you would have, even if there's not a lot of Secret Service, they would put police on top of those buildings. You do not. That's where shooters come from. That's the number one threat in basic Secret Service training. It's on record. So they were ordered by the advance team to not be on the roofs. This person has MK Ultra written all over him. They start clearing people out minutes before behind Trump when they know a shooter's on top of the roof. They admit that happened. Witnesses, dozens of them on TV, saw the guy with a gun, said, hey, there's a guy with a gun, a guy with a gun. This went on for minutes. And the police, the locals, have got their guns on them trying to get the green light to shoot them, and they were told, stand down. Only after the shooting failed, the assassination failed, did they do this. So they're trying to get us to only talk about ballistics and the shooter and the Secret Service and an investigation and Congress. That is a total and complete diversion from the real issue. I told you the deep state's only move is to kill Trump. Kennedy in 63 ordered 100,000 of the U.S. troops and the 500,000 back. They were on ships and planes back to the U.S. There was another 400,000 he was going to bring back. Within one month of him giving that order, he was shot in the head in Dallas, Texas. And I said, when Trump said 2 weeks ago, I want the dying to stop, I'll end the war again. I said, they're going to try to kill Trump. That's the trajectory. Fake impeachments, Russiagate, all the lawfare, all the civil suits, all the criminal rig courts, building up to that on their trajectory, next is assassination. So now, on the trajectory, we've now reached attempted assassination. This follows a threat escalation ladder. It's been well studied for hundreds of years, scientifically thousands of years known in history. What is the next thing when you fail a coup attempt and you're in a live attempted coup against the people? You double down and try to kill Trump. And he's going to Milwaukee. They're going to try to truck bomb him. And when I was at the RNC in 2016, we had Secret Service, highest level contacts and others. They had stolen dump trucks they believe were loaded with explosives. I broke this before it was in the news. That's why they shut down all the roads for a half mile out. They've got to shut down the roads because they're going to try to truck bomb Trump. And they're going to try to assassinate him. And they're also got operatives inside Mar-a-Lago. They've also got operatives inside his operation. You better bet your bottom dollar. They are going to try to poison Trump. That's their best move. So Trump's at the greatest danger of poisoning. They claim he dies of a heart attack or a stroke. Next is a truck bomb, or they'll shoot him if they can. This is not speculation. They train everyone to be journalists and to never know anything, just argue little minutiae. The deep state said they'd kill Trump. The deep state said this was their operation. The deep state said they were going to remove him. They have nothing else to do. They just shot the Slovakian president a month and a half ago, five times he lived. They're going to try to kill Viktor Orban. That is a no-brainer. And if somebody shoots Orban or kills Orban or Orban's plane blows up, it's the deep state, ladies and gentlemen. My God. I mean, it's a 99% chance. And by admitting they're the ones behind it, by admitting they have the motive, by admitting this is going on, is the only way to stop them by acting like adults and saying we're done debating. Remember all the decades of articles, New York Times? Jones claims there's a new world order. Jones claims there's a world government. And now they admit the world government's out in the open. They would debate us about whether the world government existed or not while world leaders were announcing their world government. So they keep you in this limbo like they're the officials, like they're the authority, like they're the boss. And you have this discussion with them about whether the whole homosexual movement is about depopulation. They admit it is. Or whether drag queen story time is about normalizing pedophilia to destroy families. We know their agenda. Stop debating them. Stop arguing with them. You know, I used to hear this from Ted Nugent. I've known him 20-something years. Great guy, good friend. He'd be like, Alex, you don't worry about a rabid dog while it's trying to bite your kid. You don't sit there and have debates about why it's rabid or what possum bit it or what raccoon. You kill it. And I'm not saying physically kill them. I'm saying once you know, you don't need to be a doctor or a veterinarian or a biologist or a virologist when you open your back door and there is a raccoon foaming at the mouth trying to attack your Labrador Retriever. You know it's got rabies and you call animal control or you shoot it. So that's an analogy of what we're dealing with. We have a foaming at the mouth Cujo deep state that is completely psychotic and out of control. And you know the next thing was assassination. And then I told you years ago, lawfare, criminal indictments, fake convictions, impeachments, and then assassination. And then I harped on it and I harped on it and I harped on it and I harped on it. And I said, if they fail the assassination, they're going to try it again. But if they were able to kill him yesterday, they would have claimed the Russians launched a cyber attack and they would have cut off most of the internet. And then suddenly you'd hear Tucker Carlson died in his hotel room. Okay. You would have heard, oh my God, did you hear, you know, this person got killed. Oh, Alex Jones got killed by a carjacker. They don't care about plausibility. They don't care about deniability. They don't care about that now. They're cornered. They're going for broke. This is where we are. This is why they wanted us off the air 5 weeks ago, why they tried four times in federal court to shut us down, because this is it. This is the big one. How many times? And I know the archivist did a great job. He went back, you know, 8 years ago and he said, we're going to assassinate Trump. Get the Laura Logan interview. Get the ones from last week. This isn't me 6 years ago saying this, 8 years ago. This is me specifically saying the only move they have left is the assassination of President Trump. And then out of that, they would then truck bomb black colleges. They would then truck bomb black schools. They would then truck bomb to say Trump supporters strike back and blow up black college. It has no bearing on reality. It doesn't make sense, but that will change the story. A bunch of dead black kids. So I'm telling you right now, they're going to hit a black college. They're going to hit a black grocery store. Remember 2 years ago when they shot up that black grocery store in Buffalo and people got blown away that I said it a month before, they're going to shoot up a black grocery store. Because it's all in the FBI training manuals. The national directive of Obama, June 2021, says white supremacy is the number one crime in America when it doesn't even basically exist. And when it comes to violence, it sure exists on the internet. There are people that believe that stuff, but the point is they're not out there doing stuff. And I said they would do that, and it happened. So I'm telling you, they're going to truck bomb Mar-a-Lago. They're going to try to truck bomb Milwaukee. They're going to truck bomb a black college or black megachurch. And I'm telling you, that's their next move. And if Trump gets elected in 113 days, that's 79 days between him being elected and him being, you know, the candidate, and that information going down, that is the real time they're going to launch a race war in America that is not real. So when a black guy goes in some Alabama white church and kills 50 people, folks, that's staged. When some lunatic white guy goes in supposedly and blows up or firebombs or shoots up a bunch of black people, come on, folks, you're smarter than that. We can get ahead of this right now, but you've got to listen to me. You've got to understand what I'm saying. You got to take it in and know this is what I do for 30 years. This is all I do 24/7 inside of this, attacked by the enemy. And I knew when they tried to shut me down outside of court order, completely criminal, that they've been greenlit by intelligence agencies to do that. And it came out later in court. They were ordered, quote, by the Sandy Hook families that are really controlling them, the FBI. That came out in court. So the FBI ordered through the Justice Department, the federally appointed official, in my high-profile bankruptcy, to shut us down 5 weeks ago. And they failed because the judge was appointed by Trump and fired them. Do you understand that? Do you understand this wasn't about me? Do you understand me? I need you to listen to me. I need you to understand. Everybody's like, oh, Trump's going to win now. Oh, the deep state's screwed. Oh, the New World Order's in a lot of trouble. They don't know what to do. No, 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 no. Just like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we don't need to start sucking each other's dicks yet. Because, I'm sorry to use that French, but it's true. People need to get their head screwed on straight and understand that intellectually I've never been this concerned. And spiritually, I've never felt this much danger because we are winning. And we're turning the tide of Satan with God's help. And their whole plan is falling and they're cornered. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to false flag. And Trump is badass. He's amazing. So proud to support him. But he is going to march off to that inauguration or to that nomination, which leads to his inauguration. And I get it, because if he doesn't, it looks weak and they may still attack it. But the point is that it's fine to be there because they can screen people going in. But they've got to block the roads at least a half mile away. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think the New World Order is willing to start World War III with Russia, if you don't think they're not willing to set off a low-yield nuclear weapon to get rid of Trump in Milwaukee, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying that's a card in the deep state's hand and all the missing nukes from Minot that Cheney stole. And if you don't think these scumbags won't do it, you're crazy. And that's why you've got to think like the enemy. You've got to admit the full horror. You've got to win the game. You've got to understand what's going on. And you've got to get this information out. Because let me tell you, I've been on 10 shows last, 18 hours or so. Since I got off the airplane, 20 hours, wherever it was. And I love them to death. But it's all about the shooter and the FBI and the Secret Service and the how bullet trajectories and blah, blah. It's done. They ordered a stand down. It's default to be on the roof half mile out at water towers. When the president or the top candidate speaks, they go people on the water tower, because most shooters don't show up and get through the metal detectors and shoot a president up front. They don't do it at 20 feet away. They do it at 500 yards away. This guy wasn't 500 yards. This guy was 150 yards. He was 450 feet, and he did this. And then once he did his shots and he failed, then the patsy was taken out. All of it was pre-prepared. The average Secret Service or police on the ground were told, don't shoot. You see him, like, we got him on the radio. We got him. No. Everybody's like, shooter, guy with a gun. He's up there. You saw them do this. You saw them. So we already know that. There's a computer attack. I'm not really a computer person. We've been under their attacks many times. So my computer guys tell me about it. It's called a slow loris attack. We go on for 30 years. And they got newer modern versions of it. But it's where a computer doesn't try to break into your computer. It puts its hand out for you to shake its hand. And your computer is designed to take information. So even if a computer has software that blocks hacking, it still puts a hand out. So when it puts its hand out, it's that thing where you put your hand, you go, oh, not going to shake your hand. And it just keeps, sorry. And that's what they're doing when they get us into a debate about what will happen to the Secret Service. Will there be a congressional investigation? Or will there be drones to protect him next time? You put police and security forces on the goddamn rooftops. That's what you do. It'd be like, again, I use the gross analogy, which I would never do, but let's just say a father has a newborn baby and you live on the edge of a cliff and you walk out and you throw the baby off a cliff and your neighbors see you do it. You didn't accidentally throw it off a cliff. You didn't have a lapse in parenthood. You weren't forgetful. You threw the baby off the cliff. Or it's like taking a newborn baby and dropping it in your swimming pool. You didn't accidentally, it's not manslaughter, it's murder one. You murdered it. And you know this has come out that his security's been completely off. It's the advanced team sent by Obama that says, yeah, we're not putting anybody on these roofs. We're not putting anybody on these roofs at 450 feet away. And I saw the apologist all over the shows I was on and all over the programs I was on X and you name it. Oh, there'll be an investigation. Don't worry. This is quite normal. No big deal. No, it's not. The fact that they had their people so ready and the fact that they said that Trump, remember? Oh, he was just an incident, Forbes and AP. Oh, there might have been, well, maybe a backfire happened. As of 8 o'clock last night, Pacific, 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, they were still calling it an incident. Because they failed to kill him. They're coming for you. This is it. The CIA runs coups all over the world. Look at what they're willing to do. What do you think they're going to do here? Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I meant to tell the crew this. They'll go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's being printed right now in Texas. We have the Trump bulletproof shirt. That is an image posterized of Trump with the American flag behind him saying bulletproof, Infowars.com. We need funds. We're going to stay on air. We could have been shut down the last month, but we have a path forward, but we've got to be profitable. And the judge has blocked them shutting us down. And then the whole liquidation process leads to a sale and a reorganization. So I need you to go to Infowarsstore.com and get the Trump bulletproof shirt. It is so powerful, and it is a fundraiser shirt. It's made on high-quality fabric and everything, so the shirt costs us like $10 for the shirt and $3 to print it. So we're making like, you know, $12 or something. We need the funds. I need you in this fight to give donations to Trump. He's going to win now. Just keep him alive. That's the key thing. But to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the people that support President Trump. And a big sale's going on the site right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And get the Trump bulletproof shirt now. And then our sponsor that is at Free Speech Systems, even if they shut down Free Speech Systems, even if they shut down InfoWars, I've got a bunch of places want to hire me, but I have not gone even. I'm staying with the ship till it goes down. But my dad is a great sponsor. It'll be critical to us continuing on. He's got his great company, all the nano silver products, the immune gargle, the nano silver toothpaste, all the great products, the topical wound gel is patented. It's incredible. The nano silver products, the big discount on 30 parts per million colloidal silver, all at drjonesnaturals.com. And we're selling out of the Next Level Financial Energy. My dad's reordering it. It's not a stimulant, but it has the bigger effect than that. It's incredible. Next Level Financial Energy. There's the Kaba Chill. There's the Top Brain, incredible nootropic. There's the great Sleep Aid, Rocket Rest. It's all there. Decide to fight with us. Go to drjonesnaturals.com if you want to continue us in this fight to be out here on the ground, taking on the New World Order, drjonesnaturals.com. And again, I came out here to Northern California because I was already going to cover this. My wife's got friends here. She came with me with my youngest daughter. And, you know, 2 years in a row, I canceled coming out here. And she said, I really want to go see my friend Jordana. And I said, sweetheart, I'm going to go to Bohemian Grove this year. We'll go in July. She didn't want me to sneak in. I was going to do it. Then we get contacted by a group of 20 young journalists, young people from around the country that had gotten jobs with Bohemian Grove and had decided to expose it. And I met with them this morning and saw the incredible footage of the occult rituals and bizarre behavior going on and the Republicans attacking Trump and hating him. And they're going to be on with us in the next hour. So this is huge, and you're going to see exclusive HD footage that is incredible. They shot on their phones and more. We talked to two people that got arrested. They confiscated their footage. That the joke's on the New World Order because 18 of them got the footage out. 18 of them. I met with like 9 of them this morning. So their intimidation isn't working. It's all coming out. Massive Bohemian Grove footage will be uploaded on X in the next hour. We'll have it here for you by Sunday Night Live tonight with Chase Geiser, Harrison Smith, Owen Schroyer, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and back the second American Revolution worldwide. We are proving ourselves. Are you not empowered? Are you not enthused? Are you not entertained? Like he says in Gladiator. We'll be right back. drjonesnaturals.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Explain this again to everybody. I've been on air 30 years. I had family involved at high levels in Iran-Contra, and they taught me everything I know. And I knew all the top FBI and CIA and Pentagon people that fought the New World Order. I knew them all. All of them. And they taught me everything I know. Okay? So I've been on air 30 years, and I am the expert recognized on this issue of globalist coup against America. Okay? So I'm going to tell you very slowly again. I'm going to tell Trump and everybody else this. Don't play around with this. Trump has to come out and directly attack the deep state for this, and Biden cutting his Secret Service and them not putting people on the roof. That's bare minimum. He's got to attack that now. And he's got to understand now that they've tried to kill him, they have nothing to lose. Everybody that has a brain knows the deep state did this. So we shouldn't sit there like children and debate whether they were behind it or not. Does a bear take a dump in the woods? Is the ocean wet? Do bluebirds fly in the sky? Is the sun in the sky during the day? Okay? We're not playing games here. I'm not doing this show just for entertainment. I'm not doing it to lose. I'm doing it to win. And I told you this was coming. So I'm going to say it very slowly. And I'm not just talking to the audience. I'm talking to Trump. And I'm talking to the globalist. Trump needs to know this. And he's not stupid. He does. But the globalists need to know. I've looked at every possible outcome and permutation of this. And only if they start a nuclear war and kill most of the planet and live in bunkers for 10 years will they emerge and be in control after this. And they're going to lose that too, because people know where their bunkers are. And even if they kill 80% of us, the other billion people are going to go kill them. So the bunkers in Kauai, both the military bunkers and Zuckerberg's, and the bunkers in Australia and New Zealand, the bunkers up in Canada, are where the food's at. You're not safe. There are lists of your bunkers. We know who you are. We know the security people that built your bunkers. You need to give up right now. You have lost. Everything's turning against you. Everyone hates you. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. There's no getting the cows back in the barn. It's over. The only hope you've got is to sue for peace, and we will let you, like Napoleon, go into abstention, literally sticking your ass on an island somewhere. Because we don't value your life. We don't want to hurt our lives to get you. You can take some of your stolen money and take your disgusting families, and you can get the fuck out of our lives. Okay? But listen, I don't know how to quit. I don't know how to back down. I don't know how to give in. I've got a problem. Some big guy pushes me, or some big guy tries to intimidate me. I climb their ass and I beat their brains out, or I die trying. And believe me, I've been in comas. I've had my leg broken. I've had my ass kicked. There's better men. I don't claim I'm the biggest, baddest son of a bitch you ever met. But let me tell you something. If you're looking for a fight and you start one with me and you get a licking on my ass, you're going to turn loose the devil. And you're going to find out real fast what it is to get attacked. So I don't use that as some metaphor for violence, because we're winning the information war. And I'm not threatening violence, because that's the resource of losers. But I'll tell you people something right now, and you know you can put it in the bank. It's why you don't like me. You fucked with the wrong people. And you may have put most people in a coma, but you didn't put all of us in a coma. Your ass is beat. So if there's dog crap in my backyard, I don't go out and stomp on it because I hate it. I go scoop it up and put it in a trash can. I'm going to put your ass in a trash can. I don't want to stomp on you because you don't have any value for me. You know, they say hate's the opposite of love. It's not. Indifference is the opposite of love. I'm indifferent to you. I love people. I love humanity. I love the smell of life. I'm a fan of humanity. And you people aren't. So let me give you a little news flash. Let me give you a little news flash. I've looked at every possible angle of this. That's what my brain's good at. And our listeners are smart, too. They can see it. There isn't one scenario where you guys end up not dead, except running up the white flag. You only care about power and control and playing God. That's your weakness. I already know there's a God. So I'm not trying to play God. I'm trying to get in alignment with God. So I'm going to tell you real slow so you can hear me. You're beaten. You're lost. It's over. I've been on Earth 30 years, and I never came to the point of telling you you're 100% done. On this day, on this Sunday broadcast, I'm telling you to your face right now, you failed. And you'll never get us to back down. And we got your name. We got your number. We got your ass. Now, I don't like stomping on dog crap, but if you don't let us scoop you up and put you in a bag and ship your ass out of here, it's over. And you know that. I'm going to tell you right now, one more time, surrender. You think you're going to cut the power and blame it on the Russians? Nobody's going to buy it that knows how to get stuff done. You do that, you put those of us that know how to string electricity and skin a buck and run a food distribution center in charge. Because real power is getting up and feeding children. Real power is knowing how to work through adversity. Real power is knowing how to get things done. Let me tell you something. Killing people is as easy as taking a shit. That's why those of you that ever killed anybody think it's such a cool thing. It's not cool. I can kill somebody in 5 seconds with my bare hands at 50 years old. I can snap your neck like a chicken. And you look at Chuckie Schumer on Father's Day saying, oh, my daughter and his wife, I've never been out of an apartment. I've never had a barbecue pit. That was so important because he's got a piece of old gray meat with cracks in it. You see it's red. And he puts a piece of cheese on it. He's never even cooked a damn cheeseburger. And they want to look at people like me that have shot mountain goats at 1,200 yards. They want to look at people like me that have beat the 10 men into the ground when they attack me. You want to look at me when I know how to skin a buck and run a trot line? And you want to me? You're going to beat me? See, I don't need to rule the world because I'm confident and I'm on God's side. I'm aligned. I feel satisfied. You people don't know how to cook a goddamn cheeseburger, and you're starting a fight with the biggest killers this planet's ever seen. So I'm going to tell you again, and I'm going to tell you real slow. You better give up right now. You better roll over right now because we don't want to kill you because we don't give a shit about you. But if you keep going down this road, you start a civil war, and you pull all your dirty tricks, everybody knows you did it. Everybody knows you're John Hancock's on it, and you're going to fail. And then we are not going to forgive you. The Japanese did nothing compared to what you've done, and we dropped atomic bombs on their ass. I'm going to tell you one more time. I know in your world where you can't even cook a cheeseburger, it's all about your chutzpah and all about your bravada and all about your big power trips. You don't know how to do nothing. You're incompetent. You've been put on notice. We won. Now get out of our way. Get out of our way right now. We got plenty of our own problems, but we're pro-human. We're building a future, Trump, Elon Musk, and others. But if you don't get out of our way, there's no mercy. So you've been warned. And I've been on air 30 years for this moment right now to look you in the eye. And you think I'm bluffing? Just like they say in Tombstone. It's a great movie based on true story. Say when. Say when. Because you don't know who you're playing around with. You take our restraint as weakness. People like me are scared of what we can do. People like me have restraint. We come from good families that built this country. And you're fucking with the wrong people. All right, I'm done talking to you, globalist. So you go ahead and fill your hand. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. But know this. I'm a chivalrous person. And you have been given your warning. On guard. You have had it laid out for your ass that you're in the arena with people that don't play games. And all the candy asses and all the posers and all the New World Order's men aren't going to be able to do anything once this starts. We know who you are. And we have taken your shit forever. And now you've turned the tide massively. Your defeat psychically, your defeat historically, your defeat is at every level. And Rob Dew was with me on the plane. We'd lined up the times when it happened. He was sitting right next to me, my wife right next to me, and my daughter behind us. And I literally just went, whoa, we just won. I said, we have just a total victory. And I've known Rob 15 years, and Rob's never seen me act like that. He said, what's going on? He even shot video. I was like, we've just won. It was like Obi-Wan Kenobi feels Alderaan blown up and gets depressed. It was the opposite. I was literally like, we have just won. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what they've done because they missed. Rob, get over here briefly. Get over here briefly. Here's the earpieces. You tell people what you saw.
Yeah. I'll even, if I can find it, I'll bring it up.
No, don't bring it up.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting there looking over, and Alex, I'd given him some AirPods so he can listen to music. And he puts it on, and all of a sudden, he gets like really intense, and he's really getting into the music. But it's more, you know, Alex Jones gets into music, but it's more than I've ever seen. It was like, whew, like he was literally, we have a term we use, seething with power. And it's that kind of feeling that I saw from him. He was like seething. See, and I look over at him, and he looks over at me, like he sees me watching him, and I was pulling out my camera. He goes, no, don't videotape me. He's like, but this is it. He's like, something just happened. We didn't even know. We had switched planes, and we didn't know until we landed. I started getting texts and phone calls from people. Hey, did you see it? Is Trump okay? Is this and that? I'm like, what? What's going on? And we're in an area with zero cell phone service, so we can't even pull up. We can see the tweets, but we can't see any of the images. So it was very frustrating at that point. But literally, it was about 12:48 where we were in the sky over from going from Phoenix over to Santa Rosa, and that's about the time when he was in the moment feeling something. And he's had these moments before. A long time ago, Obama was flying like the doomsday plane over Austin, really low, like several times over Austin. And he called me up because he wasn't in the office that day. And he said, what's going on? And he was asking why we weren't covering it. We didn't even know what he was talking about, but he had seen this giant plane flying over, and it really freaked him out. So it's like these things that he doesn't know exactly why he's mad or why he's getting that feeling, but he knows something's happening. And it's pretty amazing to watch throughout the years of him going through that. But it definitely happened today, or not today, yesterday, as we were flying in to into this area, the Sonoma area. And to me, I don't know. I can't explain how it works. I don't know if God's actually reaching out and talking to him, but he's definitely his spirit is open to what's going on around him. And so he's like he's talking about the computer opening its hand and trying to talk to it. He's always got his hand open to seeing what is out there metaphysically and spiritually. And he was feeling it. I could tell he was feeling it. That's why I started to videotape him, and he kind of got ticked off at me. That's about the time when this, either the shooting was about to happen or it had just happened. And it blows my mind. I don't even know what to say. So, and I think they've been playing a little bits of it, but they have this footage, this shot it is going out. It's going out on your live feed.
Put it on X though. Post it on.
Yeah, guys, post the footage on X.
Just say new Bohemian Grove footage ritual leaked.
New Bohemian Grove footage ritual leaked is what we're going to call it.
New footage of Bohemian Grove ritual leaked.
But this shot of just the guys carrying the torches walking in, it, you know, when Alex was there, he had a camera and half of it was obscured. So he's got this, you know, you could see what's going on, but you can't really see it. You could see what's going on in this. It looks like a Disney movie. It's so amazing looking. I mean, it's really incredible. And
get in there and get them on X right now. Great job.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
How long I got till break?
I don't know.
It's all good. You guys hear me? Everything good?
You got 9 minutes.
Everything good? All right. I'm going to go to Chase Kaiser. Chase, how epic is this moment in history we're living right now? What do you think of the analysis? What's your view?
You know, Alex, I'm 33 years old. This is all sort of new to me in terms of paying attention to politics. This is something you've been doing since the 90s. When you started doing stuff like this, I was learning how to read. And I've never experienced anything even remotely close to what I saw yesterday. People talk about how they all remember exactly where they were when JFK was assassinated. My dad was born in 1949. He remembers exactly what he was doing, where he was. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when 9/11 happened. I was in the fourth grade. I was playing recorder in a music class when the teacher came in and told us what happened.
My mother was in on the playground. They called him in when Kennedy got shot.
Exactly. And so this was one of those you know, every 50-year moments, like a Pearl Harbor, a JFK, a 9/11. This is one of those moments. And I'm not trying to say what happened to Trump.
And,
the same
no, I agree. And they're trying to play it down, and that's not happening, Chase.
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm really concerned about in the coming weeks, Alex, and I know you don't want to talk about the details of Secret Service dropping the ball and in congressional investigations. I agree with you that all that's a diversion. But the way that we need to prepare ourselves psychologically for the way the media is going to characterize this shooter, whoever it is, whatever they're like. They're going to try to write this off as a lone
keeping who he is really secret because they're going to try to spin this.
Yes. They want to characterize him as just a lone nut, probably like an involuntarily celibate guy who found friends in radical groups or had a history of radical social media posts. And maybe he was already on a list and they were already watching him. They always already have the person on a list. But what people don't understand is that the environment is set up so people like this, regardless of whether they have a direct directive or not, can act. They want to set up the environment.
Exactly. The mind control, even if he wasn't MK Ultra, exactly, is they were hyping Trump needs to die. You're a hero if you kill him. Go commit suicide by killing Trump. I totally agree.
Right.
And next hour, we got these Bohemian Grove infiltrators with us, but they were in there when the Republicans were mad that Trump wasn't killed yesterday. So this is such a big moment. But yes, folks, I'm trying to be able to move on from that. Do you agree with me? They're going to move against Trump now. They're going to try to kill him more than
that. Oh, yeah. Well, first thing that came to mind was the 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that disappeared off of a train on the way to California last year. It's weird stuff like that that happens. You see one headline about it, it goes away. And then when there's a massive explosion, people are going to be like, how did all these explosives get in? It's like, maybe it was the fertilizer that disappeared. I'm worried about things like truck bombs and poisoning. You know, I think he's got good people around
him. I'm not even worried about them staging and claiming it's ammonia. Nitrate, guys, they'll set a nuke off and kill Trump. I mean, there's nothing. The deep state's going down.
Yes.
So I want to explain. They just tried to kill Trump. It should be about what are they going to do next? And I'm not mad at people, but everybody loves to get lost in the process debating factoids.
Yes.
They tried to kill Trump in front of the world. God's hand was on this, but God helps those that helps themselves, Chase. And so I'm telling you, we're in the false flag. We are now entering the cuckoo land. We are now entering total insanity. We are now entering this. We've got to pray for Trump. We've got to get engaged because this is it. I mean, I don't know how else to say.
I want to ask you, what's the best case scenario? I mean, what is the ideal outcome that we are going for in this InfoWar movement?
Trump gets reelected, turns our energy back on, which drives down prices, turns the fertilizer back on. Their energy is everything. So whether it's energy for computers or energy for machines or energy for plants and animals we eat, everything is energy. You know, what do the Decepticons want when they come to Earth? Energon cubes.
Right.
So the globalists are cutting off the energy. All Trump's got to do is flip the energy back on, which we have basically unlimited, and make it cheap. It will lower inflation. It will fix stuff. That's secondary. He's got policies because he's a golf course, hotel, restaurant owner. That's why he's a concierge. He wants a big, hot, sexy wife and a bunch of kids and
right,
everybody on airplanes and going to the movies and going to golf courses. He's like, shit, I love you people. I want to go play golf and, you know, hang out with my super sexy wife. The globalists are pissed. They hate themselves. So they look at Trump that loves everybody. And they look at that and they're just like, screw this guy. That's why they hate Trump. He made mistakes. He went along with the poison shot. He admits he was, you know, wrong partially, but that doesn't matter. The point is he's a fan of people. And remember Elon Musk said 20 years ago, he's meeting with, Sergey Brin and Larry Page. And he says, you know, I believe in humanity. I want technology.
They call
I don't
him
matter
species.
What transhumanist. Yeah. He said, I don't care if people want to make these decisions because I'm pro-human. And they go, yeah, you're a speciesist. Why are you for humans? And Elon was like, excuse me?
That's a wake-up call.
So, and then Elon funded all the real AI trying to get control of it, and they took it away from him. He was smart enough. The guy's a genius. He's a maverick. He's like, oh, he lucked into this, he lucked into that. No.
Yeah, once in 100 years kind of guy.
Once 1,000. He funded OpenAI. And then they took it away. So he knows where to bet. That's why he's betting on Trump. That's why he's betting on America. That's why he's betting on free speech. That's why he's betting on you. It's why he's betting on me. because he's like, we need to control our own evolution. You can do what you want, but we need to be pro-human. And so Elon Musk is just as big a target. I don't say this for dramatics. Elon, listen to me. And I know when I put out a month ago, they're going to try to kill you with Tucker. You said, I will up my security. I agree. Elon, you're not stupid. You're just as important as Trump, maybe more important because you're younger. They're going to try to kill you. And Elon needs to get ready for that right now. Look, I've done my work. I've exposed the globalists. If they kill me, it just makes me bigger. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But I've completed my primary mission. Elon has not completed his primary mission. And he's doing a great job. So we need to pray for Elon. We need to pray for Trump. We need to understand that we are at the fulcrum point right now where a bunch of Republicans right here in Northern California are meeting and hating Trump and mad he didn't get killed. And they're so pissed because their bureaucracy of robbing and stealing from us is coming to an end. This is a magic moment. But I'll tell listeners again, I don't want 5 million views for the show. It'll get that just on X alone. And 5 million on our own show, 10 million today. I don't want 10 million. I want 100 million. So take the live feed from Infowars.com/show. Take the feed from Bandai Video. Take the feed from X at Real Alex Jones now and share it like your life depends on it because you have agency. You have power. You have will. You can execute that will. But like muscles, if you don't use things, they atrophy. And they've got all the power, folks, if you just do it. We'll cut this interview up. We'll cut this show up later. Put it on Bandai Video. Share it. We'll put it on X. Share it. Share it to Elon. Hammer him with this message. Alex Jones's emergency message to Elon Musk. Elon, you listened to me a month ago when I said they're going to try to kill you. You said, okay, I agree. They're up my security. Elon, triple your security. Watch everywhere you go. Don't go to some restaurant and walk out and shake people's hands. I know you're tough like Trump. Don't do it, man. We need you. We need Elon Musk. We need Donald Trump. We need Tucker Carlson. We need Joe Rogan. And we've got them all. I talked to him. We got them all on the program of humanity. We did it. We're the virus. We infected the people with the vision of the future. We did it. God did it. It's all happening. I told you 25 years ago about the vision God gave me. And now it's happening. Hour number two with Bohemian Grove Infiltrators straight ahead. But take this interview. Carve it up. Post it. Do it now like your life depends on it. Because it does. And support us at drjonesnaturals.com. And support us at the new Trump bulletproof t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes funds to fight the new world order. And we can't do it without you. We're going to go to break. Hour number two. Chase Geiser rides shotgun with me. He'll be hosting into the show. Stay with us.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Are they going to succeed to prevent him from running?
Yeah, I think they'll, I mean, I think they're going to demonize him and dot him and dot him and dot him and dot him. And then I think they'll blow his airplane up. I really, at a gut level, believe they're going to kill Trump.
Who's this? Trump?
No, I mean, I believe the deep state establishment will murder him. I mean, I believe he's going to steadfast go through all this. He'll be 30 points ahead in the primaries. Nothing's going to stop him. And then they just, he dies of a heart attack because they poison him or they blow his airplane up.
And what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding.
Wait. If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
Smarter ones are not stupid. They're like, if we kill him, it'll cause way bigger problems down the road. Don't do it. But before they let him get in charge and prosecute them, which Trump said he will, he goes, I'm getting in, I'll be destroyed, and you'll be destroyed with me, or they'll be destroyed. It's a death battle.
Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. He was convicted by a jury of his peers of 34 felonies for paying hush money to a porn star and hiding from voters in 2016. Mr. Trump raped her. But guess what? Donald Trump has gotten a free pass. He hadn't done a damn thing till like a couple of days ago. He'd been riding around his golf cart in his course, filling out his scorecard before he picks up his club, rambling about. Think what he's been talking about. Hannibal Lecter, he says, is a nice guy. Trump would rather be electrocuted than eaten by a shark.
Now to have them put him in jail so he can't vote for him or whatever, it's just not going to fly. It's not going to happen. And so, but at the same time, you saw what Comey and others said on TV. Well, whatever we do, we got to stop him.
Yep.
He can't be allowed in because he'll put us in prison. He said repeatedly, Biden says we will not allow Trump to be president again. And he says we'll use whatever we have to with law enforcement and the Constitution to make sure he's not president.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them
they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe it. But guess what? Joe went up there and fumbled the ball. It's not a coincidence that this assassination attempt happened right after Joe Biden completely fumbled the bag on the debate stage. And all all of a sudden, even his own supporters are calling for him to step down. And now the system that you supposedly hate but somehow still vote liberal, that system is panicking. And the only other option they have since...
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, this is Chase Geyser. Alex Jones is going to be with us in a moment. They're just checking on a couple of technical issues as far as him being able to hear the feed. So we're going to cover this breaking story about Bohemian Grove coming right up. But I think Alex is right on as it pertains to what we've experienced and the way we need to perceive what has happened with this assassination attempt yesterday. Hour ago. It might have been the first time. I'm not for sure if it's the first time, but it may have been the first time that Joe Biden actually referred to what happened yesterday as an assassination attempt on his Twitter account. I don't know if the crew can pull that up. But the way to look at this is exactly as Alex said. It's not to focus on the minutiae of Secret Service falling short or whether there's going to be a congressional hearing or who's going to be held accountable or what happened. I mean, these are diversions. The fact of the matter is an intentional assassination attempt on the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, was made. And this was not just the product of a lone gunman or a lunatic or some radicalized fluke situation. This is because an environment has been created, set up, catalyzed, and manifest for the purpose of undermining the integrity of Donald Trump's campaign, for the purpose of persecuting Donald Trump and all of his supporters. And now that all of those options, those courses have been gone through to no avail, only increased support for Donald Trump and populism itself in the United States of America, the deep state's only card left is this wild card, this epic card of assassination attempts. And just like we've seen, like Dan Lemon and I discussed in the first hour of the show today, overseas, whether it's in Japan or South America or Central America or Europe, assassination attempt after assassination attempt, that is what the deep state does when they don't have any other options or any other recourse in order to establish their political agenda. And they rationalize it in their own minds because they're utilitarian, because they're Machiavellian. They believe that killing one innocent person or 3,000 innocent people is acceptable if their political agenda in their minds will save the lives of millions of people or will establish peace and harmony and one world government forever. There is no cost too great morally in their own minds in order to accomplish their political agenda, which is the conglomeration of all world political power into one world government, into one new world order, into one political establishment. And just as Alex Jones and others are going to reveal to you that the Republican establishment at Bohemian Grove was disappointed by the fact that Donald Trump was not successfully assassinated yesterday, we are quickly realizing as a nation that our issues are not a matter of Republicans versus Democrats or bad Democratic policy versus good Republican policy or vice versa. Our issues are a matter of the people versus the political class. We have an entire political establishment which is dead set only on subjugating us so that we are literally subjects of them and exploiting us and selling out our interests and betraying us, literally betraying us. for the sake of their own self-righteous, we are gods mentality of total world power. I mean, it's like something out of a Bond movie or Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. They are Saruman level. They are Darth Vader level. They're even worse than Darth Vader because Darth Vader turned back to the good side at the end. They are Emperor Palpatine. And unless we do something, namely wake up to this fact and stop dilly-dallying around these issues, oh, why did this happen? How did this happen? I guess we should forget about it. We can't allow what happened to Donald Trump yesterday to be the same as what we allowed to happen to JFK. JFK was assassinated. They put together a congressional committee. They said there was likely a conspiracy, and then it just went away. It just disappeared. Nobody did anything. Nothing changed at the CIA or the FBI or in the deep state. Nothing changed at all. The only change that was really made was the President of the United States stopped using convertibles in parades. That's the only real manifest change that happened after the JFK assassination. Are we literally going to fall for this a second time? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Are we going to allow our deep state to continue to assassinate leading political leaders? Not unpopular ones even. They seem to only assassinate the ones that have the vast majority of support. That seem to be incredibly popular in the polls. The ones that the people love the most get assassinated. They either get canceled, they get forced impeached, they get framed like Nixon, or they get assassinated. Like I was saying to Dan Lyman earlier, you have three lives. First life is cancellation. Second life is imprisonment. Third life is your actual physical life. And the first two steps seem to be failing against the populists. The first two steps seem to be failing against the American people who are claiming sovereignty for themselves. And so what do they have left but murder, bombings, terrorism, and danger? So the only rational response to this assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life is that we need to escalate our insistence, our peaceful insistence to the political class that there be accountability for this, that systemic changes be made so this can't happen again. We cannot rely on rogue billionaires like Elon Musk to save free speech, rogue billionaires
well,
like
right.
Donald Trump.
I mean, that's right. That's right, Chase. It's got to be us. And it's got to be citizen activists, citizen journalists. Couple of them got arrested today, or last night, sneaking into Bohemian Grove where Republican leaders are against Trump and are meeting and scheming and stealing and doing what they're doing right now. So we're out here in California. They exposed Bohemian Grove. They've got incredible footage. We posted some of it on X. More's coming. These guys are going to make a documentary film. Some of them have been charged with felonies. You know, they're journalists just there with the public right to know where public policy is being made, like Daniel Ellsberg or Julian Assange. So, guys, great to have you here with us.
Yeah.
Why don't you just introduce yourselves here for all the TV viewers?
So, I'm Reckless Ben.
I'm Danny Burke.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Sean Gorman.
What's up? I'm Andrew.
And we have one more person, but he wants to remain anonymous. But, yeah, he was my dancer.
So we talked this morning when I met with you guys. You guys just called us a week ago. We were already going to infiltrate, but you guys did. So that's great. Tell us what you saw, what you witnessed.
So, yeah, we saw some crazy stuff. We were actually doing this for over 2 weeks, going every single day for 2 weeks straight.
And describe what Bohemian Grove is for people who don't know.
So it's basically the most elite, powerful people in America all come together. And it's like the biggest mystery in the entire world of like, what do they do? Because they go to extreme lengths to keep it all secretive. And they want like literally the most like extreme lengths ever. Like, they scare all the employees to like stay secret. Like if you try to ask the employee what's happening, like they won't tell anything. And for some reason, it's all secret and no one knows why.
And what made you guys, when did you decide as 20 people to infiltrate? Because like you said, they arrested two of you, but that's nothing. You guys have got this out.
I don't know. I just went in by myself at first. And then I was like, oh, the security here is like nothing like what it is in the media. You know, like I was like, I'm going to expose that. So why not just invite all my friends? You know, I was like, this place is fun. You know, it was fun inside. So I was like, I want my friends to enjoy this also. So I invited
all my
friends.
And you said they were obsessed with me though.
Yeah, they were very obsessed with you. Yes.
Pretty much anywhere we'd go and we would talk about something that like, oh, we tried to like get them to admit something. They'd be like, oh, Alex Jones said that. Oh, he's making this place look bad. Alex Jones this, Alex Jones that. And you're like a freaking wanted man there, dude.
Yeah, they love you there, dude.
Keep going. Tell me what you saw.
I mean,
millions are watching.
Okay. Yesterday,
literally like 5 million people literally are watching.
Yesterday we walked down and like right when we enter, they're wearing the robes. Like right when we enter, like the cremation of care is about to start and they're wearing these robes and, we're walking over to the cremation of care. There was like, how many people in these robes, dude?
Probably it was like 50, I'd say, like 50 or 60. Also, they weren't black robes this time. I think in the Alex Jones video, it was, they were like wearing like black robes, but now they're all super colorful, which is, maybe they're supporting pride or something. I don't know, but it was like rainbow colored robes. It was all different colors.
Yeah, I actually didn't make it to the big event on Saturday night, but I actually got in there on Thursday and actually was at the opening ceremony of the Bohemian Grove. It's like the main event to get the whole party started for all these wealthy individuals who go here and party. And yeah, it was just the main event and I was there and it was really weird. It was some interesting stuff coming on. They had an axe that they split a really big piece of wood. Then they all were having a whole bunch of wine, champagne. It was just on some really uncomfortable stuff. And I did see some things and the type of secrecy that they wanted to keep was just, you can't even take out your phone at all. If you take out your phone, they literally snap it. I sadly wasn't able to get a lot of my footage out. But it was some really interesting stuff that I saw there. And yeah.
And we went in this thinking they were all Republicans as well. And so I asked one of the members, like, oh, do you think Biden's really a 6 handicap? And then one of the guys, like, is like, oh, I actually golf with Biden. He's an 8 handicap. And, you know, Trump's a cheater. He kicks the ball. Like, he's not basically calling out Trump, basically saying he's a fake golfer and the society is going to be the worst. Like, it's going down if he becomes president.
Yeah. It's weird because the first time I tried infiltrating Bohemian Grove, we wore a Make America Great Again hat because we thought it would like fit in with them. You know, like we were like, oh, that's what, how we fit in. But I guess, yeah, we were like completely wrong. I thought they were all going to be like super pro Trump, but they like hate him, dude.
I was talking to you guys this morning. I mean, what did they say yesterday after Trump got shot?
I don't know if we talked to them about that.
One of you guys I talked to said they were happy. I remember this morning we talked.
I overheard someone saying something.
Oh, hand it to him.
Right. I really didn't like get their full opinion on it, but they just seemed like they were just in shock over it. Like they didn't know what to think of it, but I didn't really, it was just like a
slight. Well, I talked to like 80 of you this morning and one of you was like, you know, they seemed like upsetting.
Yeah, for the most part, when Trump got shot, like we said, we thought it was going to be a majority of Republican place were infiltrating. I wouldn't say they were celebrating that he got shot, but they obviously didn't care as much as we thought they should care about, you know, the guy that can lead our country one day just got harmed very harmfully and they didn't seem to care too much, which is really surprising. So that's how you know that these guys are just kind of just really off. And yeah.
But, we had a foolproof plan and basically we made it work and we got the footage. So,
well, that's really the great news. Talk about your arrest. Yeah. You described that this morning and others, but like 20 people you learned were in there. They think I'm running this. I'm not running any of this. But you're a journalist. You're protected. They've charged some of you guys with felonies.
Yeah, I got. I don't know how much I want to talk about, but I guess I got a misdemeanor, trespassing, and a couple felonies that are.
And you showed me. You showed me the arrest forms.
Yeah. I was in jail last night. Yeah, a misdemeanor for trespassing. I think conspiracies and what's the other one? Eavesdropping. Yeah, I got eavesdropping.
But you weren't eavesdropping on civilians. You were eavesdropping on political operations.
Yeah.
You're protected by free speech.
And basically, during the cremation of care, I guess they already knew our YouTube channels. So there was basically, they had photos of us. And basically, they had security. The security is actually like kids. And that's how it was so easy to get in the first place. But I guess we were on high alert because they found our YouTube channels that we go undercover and stuff like that. And so they questioned me and asked where, what camp I'm in. And I'm like, oh, I'm at my dad's Robert. And then they called Bromley or on the intercom or something. And they're like, oh, well, there's no Robert there. And then they, ended up putting me in zip ties and like held me hostage for like an hour. Zip tied for an hour. There was like 5 guys and they were questioning me. And, I was so scared because like these are like big elites that they can make something go away quick. So I didn't know if I was going to get shot. I didn't know what was going to, cause why, if they're going to zip tie me, just take me to the police. But
what's crazy is I snuck in 24 years ago And you got, I'm not trying to bring myself in the story. It's just crazy. You kept bringing me up, you said, while you worked there.
Yeah, they kept bringing me up. So I was just like, I kind of made it seem like you were kind of our leader. And, basically, I was basically like, yeah, we've been in talks with Alex Jones and, good luck finding everyone because you're dealing with the GOATs, the greatest of all time. You picked the person that actually doesn't have any cameras on him at all. I'd had nothing on me.
And so you were, but it's not BS to say there were 20 people inside.
Yeah. And
you've given us the footage or you didn't, they got yours, and, but they failed.
And I said, good luck finding them, but they didn't find them because we got some elites ourselves that know how to get out of places without getting caught. But, I guess I was the decoy that got caught.
Yeah. We got 20 people inside and they caught the only one without spy cameras, which was Danny. Yeah. Well, his name was Lou. That was his fake character's name, but his real name's Danny.
Me too. I mean,
yeah.
They arrested me last night. I literally just got out of jail like 20 minutes ago. They picked me up and brought me straight here. So this is pretty crazy to be on this podcast off of zero sleep. But yeah, they brought me in and they surrounded me and tackled me. They like dogpiled me with like five different security guards. Just instantly knew it was up because I feel like everyone was on high alert ever since they knew that you guys were infiltrating. And I obviously stand out. I'm super young. Like, don't look how I belong there. And,
Andrew, how did you get caught?
Basically, they were like looking for everyone after you said that there were just 20 people inside, I think. So initially some security guard walks up to me when I'm inside some little comedy show thing. And he's like, hey man, what's your name? And I was just like, oh, Drew, nice to meet you. And he's just like, nice to meet you. Shook my hands. So I was like, I gotta get out of here. So I'm trying to find the exit. That was the main issue for me that got me caught because I didn't know where to leave from. And I was thinking going in the way that we entered was going to be way too sketch because that's like 3 miles through the mountains at night. Like,
why do you think they're so secretive?
I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I have pending charges currently, but I think that they may or may not have something going on. I really don't want to elaborate on it too much.
No. What do you think? Tell us.
I think that whatever it is, I really don't know, but I think that whatever it could be, I don't think that it's like a mass thing that everyone knows about there. I feel like if there is some super elite secret shit going on there, I feel like there's like an even smaller group of more elite people that have like some kind of like back trail.
Oh no, that's it. They're trying to compromise people there. They're trying to get people in sexual compromise positions.
So yeah, one thing that a lot of people don't realize about Bohemia Grove is like an open campground. So you can actually go, it's basically 2 miles of in the massive redwood forest and you can go to different camps. There's 150 camps in this. So I actually made my way around to at least 4 or 5 and then I ended up slipping up. But yeah, the point is there's so many camps, there's so many rich individuals meeting here and I think they're kind of determining the laws in some type of sense. There's so much rich people there. There's so much wealthy people there who have kind of lead the world. There's so many camps. I got to see some stuff. I was actually a leader of a DJ. I got close to some of the guys in there. I ended up talking to a lot of them and that's ended up why I actually did get caught too, because I don't necessarily look like I belong there to be honest. I got too comfortable and that's what I honestly think. And if you guys even want to try to get in, it's a lot easier than you would even think. We legit just walked the hell in.
I'm telling you, the security are like kids. And,
it's all an illusion. The whole New World Order is an illusion.
Yeah. And, I ended up going to Sun Dodgers, making friends there. They took me to Hillbillies, which I only know of Hillbillies because that's what you said. So I was like so stoked to go there because I was like, that's what Alex Jones said he stayed at on his fake backstory. And, but I was kind of scared there because there could be Secret Service there. So I didn't want to stay there long. So I just had one beer and they just kept going from camp to camp and trying to gain everyone's trust. With my backstory.
Do you think they're trying to sexually compromise people there?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what Jeffrey Epstein was doing, right?
Yeah, it's like Jeffrey Epstein 2.0.
I didn't get hit on at all when I was there, but I think it's just because I'm ugly.
No, they did hit on me when I was in there.
Yeah, they didn't hit on me, though, but I'm not as good looking.
Right. You're a good looking guy. The point is that they just tried to kill Trump yesterday. What do you guys make of that?
I don't know. I think a lot of people don't like him. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was some crazy like 20-year-old that would want to kill him. But I don't know. I mean, maybe, I mean, all the people that were high up at Bohemian Grove also didn't like Trump. So is that connected? I don't know. I don't know. I have no opinions
on
that.
What do you think happens now that they failed?
What do I think happens? I think they're going to try again.
Yeah, obviously. I agree with you totally. So that's the big issue.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no opinions on that. I didn't talk to anyone about Trump getting shot. All I know is that they just really hate Trump at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I got arrested too fast to ask questions about the Trump stuff, but,
Oh wait, I've one more thing. I actually talked to another bus driver. That was my, fake job there was I was a bus driver. I was like pretending to be a bus driver. And one of the other bus drivers was like, they were talking about all the famous people that were there. And they was like, oh, I heard Trump's coming this year, right? And the guy was like, no, like our boss was like, no, like they do not want Trump to come. Like Trump would never be allowed here.
That's a positive for Trump to hate him.
Yeah. But yeah, they were like, no, Trump would never show up to this. Like that is no go for sure.
Because Trump's not into men.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know Trump's sexual preference. I've never talked to him about that. But yeah, I would, I mean, he does have a wife. So I would assume that, yeah, he's into women. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, just because someone has a wife doesn't mean they're just in a woman.
No, in the old days, compromising Republicans was homosexuality. So you went there to do that to be in the elite of the Republican Party. So it's basically a Republican gay hookup event.
Dang. I think maybe we would have saw that happen, but I was too scared to stay at one camp for too long because then they would question me more. So I kept going from camp to camp. So maybe I didn't have a good enough conversation to get hit on. But I could see that happening there for sure.
Like I said, I got pretty close to a couple of camps. I was going around a lot of camps. I was talking to a lot of the people, and actually, I don't know if it was getting hit on, but a group did offer me to stay the night at their camp. Obviously, I was going to say no. The way it works in the Bohemian Grove is called sleeping around. It's an exclusive term that it's literally called sleeping around. It's when you're in the first, phases of being a member, you still have to find the camp you're according to. So to find the camp you're according to, you have to sleep around in other tents, and that has a negative connotation. You really like sleeping around with men is just like, it just sounds weird in general. So to even have that term as a basis is weird. And another thing I want to emphasize is they are so secretive about the footage that we got. They were, when all of us got, me and Danny got detained, they were hounding us for a long time. They're like, what's on your phone? What's on your phone? What's
so during the break, you guys are here. You got hours of this. You got hours of, we need to start getting this on X right now, Real Alex Jones.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of good conversations that we had. Sadly, like
you
I said,
you guys are gonna make a documentary.
Oh yeah, we're definitely Reckless Ben and Danny Burke and Andy.
Yeah. So Ben and I are YouTubers. It's gonna be on Reckless Ben, Danny Burke, and Andrew. Are you making something as well? Yeah,
Andrew Pro TV. That's my channel. If y'all.
But
Andrew Pro TV. But let's get some of it out now. Like some of it's already on Real Life Shows. Let's get it out now.
Oh, Dancer.
Oh, and Dancer as well. Sorry about that. Yes, Dancer is posting a video as well.
He just has to stay anonymous because he does a lot of these sneak-ins, and if he shows his face, they're going to get him in like 10 seconds. So
but
he's got to be anonymous.
The good news is that 20 people are in there, which is emblematic of the huge public global awakening. Like, it's over for the New World Order. I mean, humanity is taking action. We'll be right back. Bohemian Grove, 2024, totally infiltrated. They just tried to kill Trump. Everything is insane. Humanity's rising. There'll be 1,000 people next year. And it's emblematic of the collapse of the deep state. We'll be right back. Follow us on Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the real red pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's some of the new leaked footage from Bohemian Grove. We're talking to the journalistic group that did it. Here it is. They don't have that footage, do they? Here, I'm ready to music. I have no audio. Have some audio, but...
Quanto del sole non se ne va. may all within the grove be reverence before him.
Hours and hours of footage, and it'll be out soon at Real Alex Jones on X. But here are the investigative journalists, some of which have been charged with felonies for daring to go show the global elite, the Republican Party, doing their druidic rituals. Guys, this is amazing.
Yeah, I just realized I'm the only one here sitting at this table that hasn't gotten arrested for going in Bohemian Grove. I was the only one able to escape.
Well, she hasn't been arrested either.
Yeah, well, she was the getaway driver, yeah.
Well, now you just compromised me in the law.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was the moral support back at the Airbnb that did not drive us then.
I was a driver to pick everyone up from jail.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely want to say, though, that, I mean, getting 20 people in this year was pretty easy. But next year, we're going to get in 100 people. Because I honestly don't think they have the funds to, like, up security. It's like a mile from one side of the grove to the other. And I think what they say online is like, oh, it's all like guarded with like motion sensors and cameras and stuff. But I don't think there's, I did a whole like.
No, it's like everything with the globals. It's a hoax. It's yeah, a facade.
I do think it's a hoax. I did a whole bit and it'll be in our documentary where like I did something so I could sneak into the security. We had a whole like backstory so I could sneak in security and we got like footage of all their cameras and their only cameras are in the parking lot. So I think next year, and they just don't have the money to like put up like security cameras. So I think next year we can definitely get in 100 people.
I just
for sure.
Love how they thought I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought you were there. Yeah. I think, you were on the wanted poster. It was like wanted Alex Jones. Then also, yeah, us too.
Yeah. Describe that. They had three.
Yeah. Images. So when I was, zip tied and held hostage for like an hour, they were talking about like, who are you with? Who's your friends? Like, where are your friends at? I was like, you're not going to find them. You're with the best. And they're like, Alex Jones. And I go, what do you mean? And then he goes over to like a photo and there's three photos. It's Ben, it's me, and it's you. And, I said, good luck. Cause you're not going to find them. And then, I basically made like a fake thing. Like we were fake friends with you basically to gain your trust, to debunk, like everything you said about it, just to make them think like, oh, Ben and Danny are doing a good thing. But obviously that's not the case, but I was just trying to say anything because I felt like if I'm held hostage, I don't know what they can do. They could start punching me. Like I really was so scared. Like why couldn't they just get me arrested? Like I was literally zip tied. A guy, like I was trying to leave and the guy wouldn't let me leave. I was like, hey, you can come with me to the police. Let me leave. And he's like, bro, come on. You were trespassing. I'm like, just let me leave. And he just, it was really weird.
But it shows the power of the people. What are they going to do now that everybody can get a job there and infiltrate? Like we didn't talk before you did this.
Yes, it was, I got the job super last minute as a bus driver. I called one of the guys on the phone and I got the job in less than a minute.
Yeah.
Less than a minute.
I mean, we like kind of tricked them into being employees of the place. So I got the job first and then it was like, okay, like, tell this guy that this guy gave you his number and say that you're already hired and stuff. And we basically just like gaslighted the heck out of them. And we kind of just like took over their whole employment system.
Well, my issue is they hate Trump and they're glad he got shot. I mean, this is disgusting Republican establishment meeting over here, making all these side deals. And they're so scared. It's creating a Streisand effect. You know what that is?
No, sir.
Well, the Streisand effect is 20 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever it was, 18 years ago, I forget the exact day. She has this giant house on the beach in California. Barbara Streisand. And she didn't want anybody to cover it. So by her threatening to me not to cover it, it made it bigger. That's called the Streisand effect.
Yeah, and this is just a personal message to everyone that I met at Bohemian Grove. Don't waste your money here, guys. Your safety is in jeopardy. If I can sneak in a random 24-year-old, what if someone who was really, you know, who's dangerous can sneak in there? You guys are not safe. This place is a pure scam just to make you guys feel important. And, you know, a couple of YouTubers, a couple of random people were able to sneak in so easily. It's a scam. It's not what it seems. I'll tell you guys that. And on the point of arrest, zip ties. Yeah, they ended up zip tying me too, but it was a lot more violent than his. I have a whole bunch of marks. I haven't got into that.
Yeah, describe what happened to your arrest.
I have a whole bunch of marks right here. So like I said, I was working the DJ booth because I actually got cool with a lot of them. One of the older guys offered me, he's like, hey, you want to come help me out with the sound system? I'm like, hell yeah, bro, that sounds cool, trying to fit in. Anyways, I feel a security guard tap my shoulder and he's like, hey, come with me, I need to escort you. I'm like, oh shit, I know it's about to go down. So I start walking back. And then right when I get out the, there's the camp. Right when I get out of the camp, I just fucking dip. Well, little did I know, they already had a whole trap set up for me. There was a whole truck right there, a whole squad full of these, let's just say, retired CrossFit guys that were like 50 years old, and they fucking jumped on me. And I kid you not, they're fucking shoving my face in the gravel. I have marks to prove it. We took pictures and everything.
Yeah, show folks your elbows.
Yeah, got that right there. I got all shit on my knees. I got everything. They're,
so what happened?
After that, they're like, stop resisting. This is a citizen's arrest. You know, it's like every guy's dream to have a fucking citizen's arrest. So they were just so happy to get citizen's arrest and basically damn near breaking my arm. I'm like, hey, bro, y'all caught me. I'm going. It don't matter. Then they threw me in the back of a fucking truck. And when I was in the truck, I'm in the middle. And let's say Andrew's one of them and Danny's one of them. They're both holding my thighs, acting like I'm going to go anywhere. They're like, you're not going anywhere. Why'd you do it? They're like, you fucking pushed me. I'm like, bro, I didn't push you. I'm like, stop making
up. You tried to expose a Republican gay orgy.
Yeah. We're trying to expose the people and we're trying to expose these people. And that's
enough. Republicans are like sucking dick in here. What are you doing?
For sure. And the more important thing, it's like, we're journalists at the end of the day, guys. This is our right to expose all the injustices that are going on behind the scenes so you guys can see that. So for us, for them to treat us extremely just like actual animals, it felt like I robbed a fucking bank. And it was ridiculous.
Well, that's official oppression. So you get a lawyer, they've charged you with a felony. The minute you sue them for official oppression and kidnapping, they will drop charges and pay you $100,000.
Yeah.
You sue them for official oppression. And they're going to drop all charges.
Official oppression?
Official oppression and kidnapping.
Okay.
Bohemian Grove kidnapped citizen journalist exposing globalists.
Yeah, and it wasn't that. That wasn't started. Then they had me outside their fucking working thing for an hour just questioning me. They ended up...
Oh, they're watching right now. What do you want to say to them? You just officially oppressed with your gay sex cult. You just got caught in your gay sex cult suppressing journalists.
What I gotta say to you is have fun charging everyone because next year the boys are coming back. We're bringing in 100 people. So if you're gonna charge everyone, you're gonna have to charge everyone and that's gonna be a big budget for you.
You wanna speak? You infiltrated.
Also, next time I think,
Wait, we gotta put the mic on you.
Everybody here just played a vital role and I just wanna thank everybody here. You guys did amazing. And yeah, we exposed this evil cult. That's that.
But I wanna be clear. I'm not just saying this, Tack. They officially oppressed you. Bohemian Grove security kidnapped journalists and tortured them with the zip ties. I mean, you've got to sue them. You got to sue Bohemian Grove. They're going to be, they'll drop your felony charges, folks, trying to show you a bunch of Republicans sucking each other's dicks.
Also, next time you should just citizens arrest them before the citizens arrest you. It's a loophole, yes.
A reverse citizen's arrest.
Out of Isengard in their ass.
Also, big shout out to Dancer for getting that footage that you just guys saw. Like, I was arrested.
Well, like, where do they think this goes? Imagine they, like, tackle somebody who doesn't, I'm not putting you down, you do the right thing. I don't do too well. So imagine you tackle the wrong person, now you're in a war. You guys want to suck each other's dicks all day, that's fine. We're not mad that you're gay, okay? You're Republicans, you want to go have gay sex, we understand that. It's okay. You're not bad. I like women. You like men. It's okay. We're not mad at you. But you're not going to sit there now and persecute people just because you want to suck dick all day.
I'm sorry. That was really funny.
It's true. Like, let me tell you right now. It's like, you know, full on.
Oh, by the way, they sent me a threat on my work email. So basically, when I got the job super last minute, and even though I didn't show up to work. They did not send me my work schedule. So they fired me, but I didn't get any work schedule of when I'm working. This is how unorganized, like,
you thought your job was just exposing a bunch of homosexual Republicans.
Yes. But
You're like, look, I'm just trying to show you guys having gay sex rituals. What's the big deal?
But I sent them a very professional email, and all they replied, they replied at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They basically said like, all lies, amateur hour. Just, I kind of took it as like a threat.
It's amateur hour. It's 20 people in 2014. Yeah. I bet it's 100 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is the craziest ideas, and like, you'll hear it from him. And we're going to pull it off.
By the way, I only met you guys a week ago on the phone. What was the impetus to do this? What happened?
Oh, you got this one, dude.
Oh, shoot. So we're trying to find Banksy right now. It's like an ongoing plot, and it's a long story. I don't know. It's a long story, but we started sneaking into places and trying to like expose corruption and stuff. And we snuck into Scientology. We snuck into McCamey Manor. We snuck into the 12 Tribes cult. We infiltrate cults. We try and take things that are
you
bad.
You just snuck
into
InfoWars.
Yeah.
What'd you find? What'd you find? Ain't nothing to hide, brother. It's all out there.
We just wanted to see what actually goes on there. Like the truth is everything that people have heard before. Is that actually true?
No, but moving on. Now you've seen InfoWars. What do you think of it?
Oh, I think you're one of the most entertaining people I've ever met in my entire life. I don't know how you have the energy to be this energetic. I can be this energetic for like 1 hour, but you're like this like the entire day we've met you so far today.
I call you the goat. Like, you're so good at what you do.
I'm just saying, you see us. What you get on air is the thing. That this is, yeah. There's no, because yeah, I spend zero brain power on fakeness.
Just like YouTube. YouTube will censor stuff, and this is just the realest. So I appreciate actually being on here, so thank you.
But guys, you've been charged with felonies. You are journalists. You are heroes. They officially oppressed you. They tortured you. They're going to owe you money. So flip the script.
Okay. I definitely will flip the script. And I just want to thank you for having us. It was just a crazy experience to be a part of. And I'm glad I was able to bring you guys the footage. A lot of it's going to be released. So make sure to check it out on their channel.
Yeah, we have no plan. Say it. We want to get as much out as you can. You guys want to film out and promote you. But you got a lot of behind the scenes stuff too.
Crap ton of behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, we have so much stuff that it's actually going to take so long to edit, but this might be the craziest video we've ever posted, and maybe on the internet.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I'm not saying it's not occultic. It is. But that's a small sliver of the compromising. It's the gay sex and the prostitutes that are in town. That's my point, is this is a lot bigger. This is big.
Yeah. I just feel bad that I'm like, I didn't get hit on, because I don't know. I feel like if I go to like a gay bar, I definitely get hit on like all the time. But
I actually thought it would have been hilarious if I got hit on. And
yeah, you're
and
trying to hit on people. Yeah.
I just was curious because I wanted to see how far they would have took it.
Well, I wasn't trying to act cool, but 24 years ago, I was a lot better looking. I was pinched on the ass, mobbed when I was there.
The closest thing I got to flirting, like I said, I got offered to stay at a campsite, and right when I kind of give them like, nah, I don't really want it, that's when they kind of started being suspicious about me. That's kind of when I got turned in. That's when kind of my cover was blown, when I was like kind of hesitant to spend the night at their camp.
And they call it sleeping around.
Yeah, they call it sleeping around. Verbatim, guys. I'm not lying here. You can, if you sneak into Bohemian Grove next year, try to sleep around. I mean, like, it's just really cringy, to be honest. Like, all these old rich guys going in a forest, you know, fucking jacking each other off, and it's just...
Well, they obviously tell them, don't mess with the employees. But if they can get you, they will. But me, when I went in 24 years ago, it was pinch on the ass, Pepe Le Pew, it was on.
Dang. I didn't get... I wish I got pinched in the butt. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool story.
I mean, it happened. This happened.
Dang. But yeah, I say let's get 100 people next year. Sounds like a sick goal. I feel like out of the, what do you have? You said millions of people watching. If 1% of them sign up to go in next year, that's like 100,000 people almost.
Well, that's the point, is that their intimidation's not working. And I know they had that History Channel thing trying to set me up. They didn't get me arrested. They had a fake arrest for themselves. This is epic. This is epic stuff, guys.
So, you were saying the History, because I watched the History Channel. The first time I tried infiltrating it, it was literally just to make fun of the History Channel, because that was like the worst thing ever. But you're saying that they actually set you up because they got fake arrested to try to get you real arrested.
100%. That's my belief.
Wow.
I kind of believe it. I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on the fence on that one.
No, I believe it because I watched that video. I thought it was one of the dumbest videos I've ever seen. I was like, dude, of course you're going to like.
They're like, stop right there. And I go, F you and jump on a bag and run away.
There's one security guard.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's one security. There's a mile long. It's called River Road. There's a mile long of camps and you can sneak in literally anywhere in that mile long distance except for one spot. There's one spot you can't sneak in. They put one security guard there. And that's
no, they led me there to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly. They went to the one spot you can't sneak in, which is like pretty suspicious to the History Channel. I will say that for sure.
Well, regardless, Trump just got shot in the face. They're going to go for broke. What do you think about Trump?
I mean, I think no matter like what political side you're on, it's really sad that like someone has to die. I think the end of a life is always bad. I have no opinions on that thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just no matter the state of America, you can just tell it's in total decline when the citizens are going to the lengths to not to let someone get elected, and it's murder. They're trying to murder a guy not to get elected. And for just America to go that far off the deep end, of course, presidents have been assassinated, of course, but it's not too fucking often. And it's just sad that
we're living through history.
Yeah, we definitely are living through history. And I think maybe Bohemia Grove, like you said, might be behind some of it. You know, like there's hundreds of camps. There's hundreds. There's 3,000 people there. There's no way I could have went to every camp. And there's probably some camps, guys, that are some suspicious shit going on because these are the richest of the richest. And they're doing what the fuck they want. They're having.
But you said they hate Trump.
Yeah.
One of you this morning told me, I forget who it was. They were like, they were upset Trump didn't die. Who told me that?
I don't know. Was that? Maybe? I don't know.
I said they were like just super caught off guard. Like they were in shock about it. But
start over. The mic. Start over.
So I really didn't hear too much. I just kind of heard a few conversations in passing as I was walking by some guys, but they were just talking about like, oh my God, like did you guys see that he got shot? Like I couldn't really tell what side they were on, if they were glad that he got shot or if they were upset, but I just think they were just shocked by it in general. But another thing I was going to say is I think that the whole him getting shot in the, he got shot in the ear, right?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the picture. I've been in jail for the past 24 hours, but, what's it called? I think that, I mean, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like it could be like fake. I feel like this could be something to just push some sort of agenda that, oh, they're out to get him. And this is,
I said this before. You go to like a store that sells furniture and there's a bowl of fake fruit 100 yards away.
Right.
You know, it's a fake bowl. No, this is real. Like, he gets hit in the ear. It's just real.
So you think it's, like, 100% real?
Oh, it's
like,
real.
No, okay.
It's as real as your mama.
What are the chances he's this far off? Like, it's crazy how, like, if he was this far to the right, like, we would be living in a completely different world right now. Like,
no,
one degree.
So that's a great question. What would have happened if they killed Trump?
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, if he was one degree to the right, like one degree distance, we would be living in like it's like the butterfly effect, but like times a million, you know? Like, it would be such a huge, like, difference in what we're
experiencing. Absolutely. Now. You guys are incredible. You're citizen journalists. You've been charged with felonies. You've done nothing wrong. You're heroes, like Julian Assange. First Amendment, they will fail. You need to countersue them for official oppression. They will back off like that. Closing comments right now for everybody watching.
I'll just say this. Scientology tried suing me for like $1 million. TBS has tried suing me for like $5 million. The Flat Earth community tried suing me. I get sued every documentary I make, and it's never been successful. So I guess good luck, Bohemian Grove.
When working with Reckless Ben, it never fails. So sue us, you ain't winning.
Yeah, I mean, just super glad that Alex had us on, so thank you, but screw Bohemian Grove. I'm probably not going back. I got the scoop for y'all, though. So I hope y'all enjoy the footage when it's released. And you guys are going to learn a lot. A lot of questions are going to be answered. There's a lot of misinformation going on about Bohemian Grove. So many YouTube videos.
I would tell you guys, just dump it all. Put it all out.
Yeah, so thank you, guys.
I'm just glad I got to experience it. Like I said, I don't want to say too much until my case is closed. But y'all will see it in the documentary after the case is over. And, yeah, I think that it's going to be crazy.
And you got more clips we're about to put on Real Alex Jones.
I didn't do anything wrong, so y'all can't arrest me. I'm just here documenting on VR.
We have a lot of editing to get this done, but we're just going to make sure we get it out for you guys. And it's going to be one of the craziest videos you'll ever watch. And thank you so much, Alex, for having us on.
Thank you. Well, they just tried to kill Trump. We're still on air right now. Thanks to Elon Musk and others. We're going to fight hard. We need your prayers. We need to take this video and boost it everywhere because the globalists are on their heels. We are marching forward. We're not playing games and we're coming for them. All right. Yeah, I need a plug. So DrJonesNaturals.com. If you support this work, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Trump bulletproof t-shirt being printed right now in Texas. Ready, pre-order it now. InfoWarsStore.com. It takes money to fight a war. It takes money to fly out here and get a house and meet these people and do this. We need your support. DrJonesNaturals.com right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new t-shirt. Get it all because this is a war. We cannot do this without you. We are winning. We are people that have proven ourselves and had devastating effects against the enemy. So back us now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new t-shirt. Trump bulletproof. Win, win, win. Fight, fight, fight. Get that t-shirt and get the products and keep us on air because you are funding this operation. I'm tireless. I'm dauntless. I don't know how to give up. I can't. It's not in my DNA. But if you don't fund us, we shut down. InfoWarsStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. And how do people support you guys?
Just our YouTube channels. Yeah.
Reckless Ben on YouTube. Danny Burke.
You can just follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be putting out some stuff. Two Horn Sean. Two Horns and Sean, S-E-A-N.
Andrew Pro TV is the YouTube channel. Also, shout out to Dancer. I'm sure he's going to be posting some stuff on his Instagram and YouTube.
Lydia Ren on Instagram and also lit.io VR for behind the scenes.
Also, if you guys want to go in next year, DM us because we'll get you involved because we want to send in 100 people. So
you just infiltrated the Republican gay orgy. You just exposed the New World Order. That's what victory's about. People power, human intelligence everywhere overrides AI. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. We can't win this war without you. When you take action, we are unstoppable. Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, they're all coming up right now on Sunday Night Live. Share this link and we will win together.
Yeah.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has True Nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser, keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that
that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.